Thank you very much. And can I join the Cardinal and others in thanking you all for being here today at this incredibly important event and extend a welcome to you from the UK Home Office. And I am absolutely delighted to be here to be able to join you today. Modern slavery is a crime on a vast scale, yet one that is hidden from view. Here in the UK, we estimate there are between 10,000 and 13,000 victims. And the Global Slavery Index estimates that today over 30 million people are living as slaves across the world. This is a global phenomenon which affects all countries and one we must work together to stop. As Modern Slavery and Organised Crime Minister, I am committed to tackling this horrific crime in the UK and beyond, and I am proud that the UK is taking a lead in this fight. One of the ways we're doing this is through legislation. This summer, the UK government introduced a modern slavery bill into Parliament, which is the first of its kind in Europe. It will become an Act of Parliament next spring. The bill sends a strong message, both domestically and internationally, that the UK will not tolerate this horrific abuse. The Act will represent an important step in the work of the UK government, strengthening our response to criminals, better protecting victims, and ensuring business takes responsibility for slavery in its supply chains. The Act also introduces the UK's first ever independent anti-slavery commissioner, and I'm pleased to say also that my fellow delegate at this conference, Kevin Hyland, the former head of the Metropolitan Police's world-renowned human trafficking unit, was appointed by the Home Secretary as the designate commissioner just last month. I hope many of you will have the opportunity to speak with him over the next 2 days. Clearly, legislation is only part of an effective response. And our recently published Modern Slavery Strategy sets out a wide range of commitments to enhance our domestic and international approach. The strategy recognises that we must work across borders to support and help other nations to tackle the challenges they face in stopping vulnerable people from being enslaved and preventing individuals from getting involved in the exploitation of others. International partnership is absolutely critical if we are to end modern slavery. And that is why I'm delighted that the UK is hosting this groundbreaking event. Following the launch of the Santa Marta Group earlier this year in the Vatican, I'm also grateful for the work of the Catholic Church and Metropolitan Police Service for coordinating a challenging and thought-provoking agenda over the next 2 days. This group is a great example of truly international, far-reaching activity to tackle modern slavery, which critically involves and must involve law enforcement, governments, and the clergy. Forums like this are essential to advance the global fight against slavery. There is so much that we can learn from each other, particularly how we can prevent more people becoming victims and pursue those who are responsible for this vile crime. The next 2 days of activity will send a strong message that international leaders will not tolerate a crime that crushes lives, strips people of their dignity, and causes untold misery and suffering. I hope that, over the course of this conference, you will develop powerful allies against modern slavery. I also hope that you will use this new network to share intelligence, collaborate in tracking down offenders, and, most importantly, enhance support for those who have fallen victim to this evil trade. This will not be easy, and it is a long road, but by forging these alliances and being open to new and collective ways of working, I believe that we can truly make a difference and put a stop to this horrific crime by stopping the enslavement of future generations across the world. Thank you.